from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's time for that time of the day here on the Midday Show. A little stock up, stock down, stock watch for Eagles camp. But Hugh, yesterday was just a walkthrough. We didn't get much from Eagles
no
camp
action.
Yesterday.
No action.
No action. So how about we do a who has the most to gain on our stock watch tonight? We got a preseason game, whether or not they play the starters. Here's what we know. If they do play the offensive guys, it'll be very little, right? Most of the game will be the non-offensive starters out there. So, and this works on both ways, offense and defense. Hugh, when you think about tonight, as we get set to watch an Eagles preseason game tonight, who do you think has the most to gain out there tonight?
I think when I think about it right off the top, the name that's coming to mind is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I think that's the obvious one. He's going to be here. No question about that. I don't think that there was ever a thought of cutting him. But when you hear about the linebacker play and some of the plays that he's making and the instincts that he showed last week, I think that there's a chance that young Trotter might have a chance to be out there on the field. Now, how much? I don't know. I know he's probably going to end up playing special teams, but there might be some opportunity there for him to play in some of these games.
So it's interesting, Hugh, when you talk about the linebackers. I think the assumption is Devin White and Zach Bond are going to start, right? And then behind them, we have N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter. But when we talk about the corners, what do we keep saying? The corners are going to take the job of the older guys sooner than later. We haven't said that about the linebackers. The same thing could apply, right? Like, at some point this season, they didn't give Devin White a 3-year deal. They didn't give Zach Bond a 3-year deal. These are 1-year deals. So if the young guys are just as good at some point or are better, they're going to take their job. Interesting hearing BG the other day talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Here's what BG said and what he's seeing from Trot Jr.
What have you made of Trotter so far? And how is
You know what? He going to work hard. I mean, one thing I will say, you know, that hammer is real, for real. That celebration, I see him every day, this boy come to work. I mean, you can already tell that just from what he do during the offseason with his dad, but I just know that for him, I was happy to see him get an interception. Happy to see everything starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, you got it's an axe.
Axe, not the hammer.
Not the hammer.
What do you mean? The phrase, yeah, man, that hammer is real.
Yeah.
I mean,
how about that D, baby?
I feel like DeCameron in the Morning Show should steal that. Beat the hammer? Man, that hammer is real.
Like
that
beat the axe?
Yeah, beat the axe. So that's a good one tonight, Hugh. Watching Jeremiah Trotter has a lot to gain. He played well last week against the Ravens. You know who I'll go with? I'll go with the young receivers here. The Britton Coveys, the Johnny Wilsons.
Yeah, Johnny Wishbone.
Someone has to step up and take the job.
Yes.
And I still think Howie could improve that spot before we get to week one, make
it's a
trade, a cut. But if they play well, maybe he's less likely to do that. Like, one of these guys could almost secure a spot in this rotation and make sure they're part of this thing. So I think they have a lot to gain. And then I know Will Shipley is the official running back of the Midday Show.
Yeah.
If Will Shipley runs well again, I know right now he's probably the third back on the depth chart behind Gainwell and obviously Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
by the end of the year, is Will Shipley going to be the third back or is he going to be the second back? I think he might be the second
back. There's a chance there. You know, running backs get an opportunity. It seems like their opportunities are, they're more prevalent.
Just throw
like
them in,
just
yeah.
Yeah, just let them play. Yeah, if they pick up the offense there, let them play.
Well, and the other thing is, and we all want Saquon to stay super healthy and have a great year, and he very well could.
Yeah, but you want him to spell him a little bit. You want to rest him.
Yes.
You want to beat him up.
And the reality is Saquon's had a lot of injuries in his career. Yeah. He doesn't play. I mean, do you guys think Saquon's going to play 17 games? I don't. I mean, if he plays,
I hope so. I hope he's available for 17.
Well, me too. But if he plays 15, I think that's a win for the Eagles. If he's out there for 15 games. Well, that means two games. They got to get 20 carries out of somebody or touches. I think Will Shipley has a lot he could earn tonight if he continues to play well. So we'll be watching those guys. Kyle, who you got tonight? Stock up. Who's going to have the most to earn tonight?
Big Dom, obviously. I mean, I need to see that he has these guys actually on the same page, firing on all cylinders. But in all seriousness, I'll go with one of the young corners. I want to see somebody actually step up.
Take a job,
man. Come on. Got 11 guys that can all double his corners and safeties. I want to see somebody that I'm yes, that's my guy this year.
Let me give you something to watch for tonight. So you know how Cooper DeJean came back the other day and he's practicing again and he's, off the injury list? So if I were to say to you a month ago or 2 months ago, Hugh, who do you think is going to be the slot corner to open the season? I think the guess would have been Cooper DeJean, right?
Yeah, that would have been probably a guess.
He got hurt. So Quinyon Mitchell has become probably the slot to start the season. You know what I'm looking for tonight? Do they play Quinyon outside tonight? Does Cooper DeJean have enough time to work his way back into the slot mix and maybe Quinyon battles more against Ringo and Rodgers on the outside? Because we haven't seen much outside for Quinyon. He's been more inside. Do we see more outside tonight Cooper is getting close?
That's an interesting question. I would say because he looks so comfortable in the slot position last week. Yeah, just throw him out there to see what he looked like. That's a tough one though, Joe. But I would say yes, because I'm thinking about when Coach Fangio said he didn't want to overload him too much. He didn't want to give him too much because they're two totally different positions. But he looked great in the slot position in the short slammer side.
What I saw last week.
Yeah, so why not put him out there and just see how he feels? I would say probably yes. Yes.
I want to see it tonight, and I think it could lead to maybe, Cooper can make his way back into the mix quickly at the slot position. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to react to with the Phillies win last night, the Kyle Schwarber home run. Did it save the season? How much credit Hugh deserves, obviously, for all this? Is Hugh winning our poll? I think Hugh was winning the poll last time.
I thought it was Schwarber.
Over Hugh?
Yeah.
you sound so...
Yeah, so Schwarber's...
The fact you sound so surprised.
Schwarber's dominating. He's got 82%.
What did he do? Hit a home run?
Yeah, just a measly grand slam.
He does that all the time. This is the first time he was guaranteed a Phillies win.
That's right. So Schwarber's got 82%. He was crushing Topper, though. I mean, Hugh's got 14%, and Topper 4%, who's the one that, made the lineup changes, all that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, who leaves Schwarber in the leadoff spot when everyone wants him to change things.
That says more about the temperature on Topper right now than it does anything else.
I agree. Yeah, people are down on Topper. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Rob is in Delco. Hey, Rob.
Joseph here. What's up, boys?
What's going on?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, I before I take my shot at Kyle, I got to take another shot at Kyle. These people trying to call up, you won't believe where I'm from, Joe. I'm from Glen Olden. These people trying to all say they're from Glen Olden. And Delco in their names. I'm the Rob from Delco, Joe. So all these wannabes calling, come on now. What are they trying to do? I'm the epitome of Delco, Joe.
Well, I mean, you are Rob from Delco. I mean, certain people will brand themselves, when they call in as their town.
Right,
you're the whole region. You're Delco.
That's right. And listen, I live right down there. I am in Glen Olden. I'm right down the street from where Kyle grew up. I know he said he's in a different spot now. But Hugh, shout out to you. I texted him last night. Kyle, after the Eagles, the Phillies went down early, and he's like, don't worry, Hugh, guaranteed to win. And listen, Hugh, you came through.
Is that what it was? Because I tell you, when they went down early, I wasn't comfortable.
Now, were you thinking about your guarantee?
No, I was thinking more like, I was like, damn, dude, I got the right game? I thought this was a rerun.
What day is it?
Yeah, I thought I was in Groundhog Day or something.
Yeah, so you gave me your guarantee. And listen, it worked out, but before I kind of ripped the Phillies a little bit, yo, is Big Dom married? Because I want to invite him out and you maybe get his sloppy seconds if we go out. You know what I mean? Because he probably have the women all over him as popular as Dom is. You
good
know
God.
What I mean?
Yeah, that,
did I get
didn't know we was going to go down that slippery slope.
Yeah, you got to stop. You got to stop using that phrase, Rob.
I don't know if Big Dom is married. We'll look into that for you, Rob. All right, what are you thinking about the Phils?
Yeah. Listen. Do you realize what is the four? They got to win 8 out of 10. They got to beat Washington 4 straight. They got to win 8 out of 10, go on 9 out of 11 run for me, guys, in all seriousness. Do you know what the Marlins' payroll is? Like, do you know what their payroll
is? I think it is $13 million.
Yo, it's $13 million. And we're excited that we battled back to be the $13 million. And I understand we got to start somewhere. There's got to be a kickoff point. You know what I mean? I understand. He's like, yeah. I'm not. Listen, and Kyle's boy, I'm arguing with that low-away right fielder who's now batting in the 2-hole. Let me tell you what he's done the last month, okay?
Constellinos.
Yeah, that's stiff. Okay, they would give him away if they could. 293, good for the last month. He's got 7 runs scored. Guess how many home runs, Joe, in the last 2 weeks? 0. Guess how many home runs in the last month? 2. And this is a guy that we're excited about.
Well, let me just say, though, part of that is he's hitting 293, but he's only scored this many runs. That's because batting behind him has been Marsh, who can't hit with a tennis racket right now. Like, if you put him second and he hits 293, Harper and Bohm are going to knock him in.
Joe, is he supposed to hit home runs? I was going back and forth this about Kyle. Did we sign him for power? Because it sure ain't for his fielding. Because he's probably, like, what, average?
Yeah, they signed him for production. They signed him for 45 doubles.
He's not a power hitter.
They signed him for 45 doubles and 20 home runs, yeah.
What do you mean? We paid $100 million so he could hit 15 home runs and hit me 30 doubles. No, I want 25 to 30 home runs at least out of $100 million.
You're asking for something you're not going to get.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
A lot.
Well, I would like the head coach to run the football team, but I've got the security guy doing it. So we always can't get what we want, right?
Yeah, listen, I understand. Let me ask these guys one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Truth detector test, okay? If you could hook up Dombrowski, okay, if he was in that room when he was getting hooked up, and they said, would you go back if you could and renege on that deal for Trey Turner, what do you think they would say?
He would say,
would he renege on it?
Like, if he could go back and not
do it.
And
change it? Yeah. No, I think he would still do it.
If he could go back and not do it, Hugh, what do you think he would say?
I think he would still do it.
I think if he gave him truth serum, he would say it was a bad contract.
I look at it like this. Now, I know for us, he hasn't really been that great. But when you talk about the kind of money you gave him and the fact that he's been an all-star, that's kind of like in a short sampling size, not the whole 10 years. I mean, it kind of worked out in your favor because he did become an all-star.
I mean, he made the all-star seven weeks of good baseball in May and June.
But he made it. And Mookie got hurt. That was part of it.
Yeah, that was a big part of it.
So, I mean, but he made it, though. So, I mean, when you look at it, I compare that to a guy that you paid a lot of money to, and the next year in your system, he becomes a Pro Bowler. Kind of the same thing.
Let me ask you that question. Let's say you bought a really expensive house.
Yes.
Okay? And the roof is falling off. But then I say to you, Hugh, most nights you've slept here, the roof did not cave in.
It's not the same thing, Joe.
And I said, would you pay the same money for the house, or did you spend too much?
No, it's not the same thing, Joe. That's not the same thing.
Sometimes you spend too, it doesn't mean you have to dump the house, but the house you paid too much for.
And I think, like for us and a lot of fans, because I hear this a lot, it is the money and the output.
Of course.
But like there's the pressure that comes along with that, which I think is great. And when you talk about, I look at it like this, and this is from my Harvard studies. It's why are you laughing? I'm dead ass serious.
I'm just dead ass serious.
That's right. for whatever reason,
when especially baseball players, right over there giggling, when they move to another team, they tend to struggle in that first year. I.e., Dansby Swanson was a guy like that. You know, Bryce Harper struggled a little bit when he first got here.
Jason Hayward, yes. A-Rod.
So it's something about
lot,
that.
Yeah.
And so for him to come in his second season and make it to the All-Star game, I think that's pretty good. I know the data is still inconclusive, but still, that's a pretty good start.
I think what you just said is fair. If this conversation was happening on July 15th, what's happened since then?
Yeah, it's been tough sledding.
Okay. That's a fair way to put it. It's been tough sledding.
It's inconclusive, though. Yeah, it's still inconclusive.
His 140 batting average last month is totally inconclusive. Ron and Monco, what's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ron.
What's up, Ron?
Let me get this Trey Turner thing out of the way real quick, because I got other stuff. I was rudely interrupted where I got tossed off a line, so I thought.
This yeah, Ron, you called the guys. Contest line, and you know we need that for contests.
No, that's Ron from
so
Montana.
So rude,
dude. Yo. So anyway, hey, Trey Turner was brought here, okay, to be number one, your leadoff hitter. He was brought here to be your shortstop. He was brought here for speed at the top of the lineup, okay? And he was brought here for his average. He was, at one time, a four-tool player. He's not even a two-tool player anymore, okay? This was, even with those things just said, he was not worth $300 million, okay? So, fast forward, last year, within less than 3 months, he lost the leadoff spot, never to return. Okay? He really should be taken out of shortstop. That should be one of the moves that they make right now, is swap him for Stott. If you're going to keep Stott in the lineup, because he's not hitting, he's in big trouble at the plate, put Stott over at shortstop now, get him ready for the playoffs. Okay? And be done with it. So this guy has already disqualified himself, and now he can't run. Now he can't run. He can't steal bases. So this is absolutely the worst signing from day one. And you know who we have to thank here?
Who's that?
You know who we have to thank, don't you?
Who?
Okay, let me tell you.
Assistant General Manager Bryce Harper?
Well, I'm going to give you something equal to this. It's a sorry, JoJo, but it's a little bit before your time. Mm. When Mike Schmidt advocated for Lance Parrish.
Ooh.
And Lance Parrish, that was nothing compared to this. Okay? That was a major bust. When Mike Schmidt went into the brass and said, we got to get Lance Parrish, got to get Lance Parrish. Okay? They brought Lance Parrish over here, and he was gone before he had a cup of coffee. Okay? But this is epic. What we're talking about now with Trey Turner. I don't care if he made all God, okay? I don't care what he made. It's fluff, dude. It's fluff. And that's what this team is about. Fluff and no guts. And what's this all about, Harris, Delco? Hey, Joe, remember when you moved and you were looking for a place?
I did. I had people pitch me on where I should live.
That's right. What did I tell you? Whatever you do, don't move to Delco.
You did. I remember that. Yeah.
What's wrong with Delco, man?
Now, Hugh, I think we did this for Hugh last year, didn't we? Yeah. It didn't work. He hasn't moved.
I'm going to help you out.
Haven't moved anywhere.
Yo, Ron, I'm going to help you out. Shut up. Keep Delco out of your mouth, clown.
Oh, you know what? You're on. You know what? Guess where you're. You know what? When you wake up with a horse head in your bed, you know, that's a little reach out from Dom. Dom's connected, dude. And you just buried yourself.
Oh, stop. Stop. We appreciate it, Ron.
Hey.
I did do that when I was moving from Jersey, and we were actually looking at either Bucks County or Delco area, and I had people pitch me on where we should live. And Ron called and said, anywhere but Delco.
See, but I've already lived in Delco. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why you look at me like that? They're like, that's not really Delco.
Well, because we established.
I live down the street from the Granite Run Mall. Somebody just said that's one of the malls, Granite
it
Run.
It is.
So yeah, I was Delco before. Before I was Delco. Before I even knew I was Delco.
And what
I was
are
Delco.
You now?
I am displaced.
Okay. I actually think you are very placed. You just haven't moved from that place.
I am comfortable in my displacement. Yeah, I need to figure that out, though.
That might be ridiculous. That sounds like a good title. Comfortable in my displacement.
Yeah, I need to figure it out, though. It's getting a little ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. Starting to get.
We have to reset the timeline on when you might move.
You know what? This might be a moment where I overshare a little much, but it's time for me to go, man, because it is. Because, I ain't blaming nobody. I ain't blaming nobody. But some of my weed came up missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't.
Does it get delivered to your.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I had it at the house. I had it. Well, it's not the house. It's my room. And, you know, it was just like I went, like, you know, because I, you know, I've had my weed and some of it came up missing.
Do you keep it just out, or is it like
it wasn't? It was in a box.
So, what I mean is, someone would have to dig in the box.
Yeah,
somebody, go in the box.
Yeah, some of my weed came up missing, so it's time to go. Well, I'm not blaming though, but I'm saying I might have. You know, it's a chance. that I probably misplaced it, but I doubt it. I doubt it. But yeah, some of my weed.
My advice would be you need to find a place.
Yeah, I need, because when the weed come up missing, dude, it's time to move.
Kaya, what's the latest over under on a date Hugh might move?
Man, I'll go December 31st at this point.
I'll take over.
No, I'm just saying, man, weed came up missing. Well, so it might move the timeline.
Well, everyone, when they move, they need something to push them to finally do it.
That might be the push. It
almost took 2 years, but Hugh's push has arrived. He might finally do this. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll finish up with your phone calls. Phillies, Eagles tonight. Big Dom, of course, who's apparently running the show with the Eagles, and your Delco resume spot in our fantasy league. We got some good contenders. If you could top them, though, you get the spot in our fantasy league. When we come back, I want to ask you if Micah Parsons was out of line to say what he did the other day. We'll check in with the Cowboys, which is always a fun look into dysfunction. I think we need this. Every time I feel a little bit worried about the Eagles, it makes me feel better to just check in on the nonsense that goes on in Dallas. We'll bring that to you next. Your phone call as well. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football is approaching, and it's time to get in on the action early this season. There's so many good future bets out there in terms of the NFL for FanDuel. How about Defensive Player of the Year? 14-1, Aiden Hutchinson in Detroit. He could have a big year with sacks. Tons of different player props, passing yards, touchdowns, rushing and receiving totals, and more. Also, great team markets, like to make the playoffs, win the division, and Super Bowl matchups. And you could parlay together different picks for an even bigger payout. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.